The message you're about to listen to is brought to you by Pastor Henry Onyedikachi.
If we don't preach the gospel, we cannot expel darkness from the hearts of men. Woe is me if I preach not the gospel. I have a commitment. Necessity is laid on me. I have an assignment to preach the gospel.
Stay blessed.
Following online, whenever we make calls like this and you're following online, you're sitting in your church, you have to, if you're involved, you have to step to the front, right? You get closer to the screen, get to the front, get to your stage. If you're following from your house, you should just either you kneel or you raise your hand, so that you know it's a way you indicate that you're partaking of the flow. I sense the anointing of God that deals with bones and muscle issues, and I just sensed that stuff. And I'm going to put my hand on you. And I'm not talking about temporary relief. I'm not talking about, I mean, it will be corrective. Some of you, it will be as strong as the Holy Ghost conducting surgery where there is need. So you're not just going to testify of a temporary relief. Some of you will testify about this after 1 month, where you would have checked and checked and checked. Because Lord is settling that matter totally. And I don't care whether it is something that has to do with your lineage or your family. The Lord is going to put his hand there and cut it off. And cut it off. And cut it off. And cut it off. I sense strongly this anointing. There is the prophetic anointing. And when it's on me, I know when it's on me. So I'm just going to minister by that anointing tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm just going to put my hands on you and angels will begin walking. Some of you, one of the things that will happen to you is that as you leave this place, even after tonight, you will still feel my hands on you for very long time. Some of you, for days, you will still feel that. It will stay for long. For some of you, as you leave this place, and I'm telling you practically, it will, for a long time, you always feel like there is a presence, and it will not scare you. You always feel, because for what is happening is actually when you get in and you settle down, angels will come and start walking. I'm not talking about the feeling of a presence that scares you. You always feel like that is a spiritual being. For some of you, it's going to take, the Lord is going to begin to act on these bones and muscles. You foul devil. Take your hands off in the name of Jesus. Be healed in Jesus' name. Father, take your hands off. Be healed in Jesus' name. Take your hands off this body. Be healed. I speak to your bones and your muscles to respond to the word of God. Be made whole. Be made whole, you foul devil. Take your hands off. Take your hands off. You foul devil. I told you this day is going to come and this is the day. So you foul devil, take your hands off this body now. The oppression, the manipulation is gone now. The oppression is gone now. And the power of God surges through your being, through your bones, through your marrows, through your muscles. And you foul devil of infirmity, be gone in the name of Jesus. Be made whole. Be made whole. You see, you are the baby. You see the baby? Yes, be made whole. Be made whole. You tormenting devil. You will torment this baby no more. In the name of Jesus. Be made whole. Be made whole. Full restoration. And you devil of infirmity that messes with bones and marrows and muscles, be gone this moment. Full restoration. Everyone here following us online, that same man, as I point my finger and my hand towards you, I arrest that devil of infirmity that has tormented your body. In the name of Jesus, be gone in Jesus' name. We call for full restoration. Full restoration. Full restoration. Pains are leaving your body even as you're standing here. So you begin to exercise your body or your legs or your waist, whatever you had a pain, sort of. Begin to do that already as you're standing here. begin to exercise your bones, your muscles, wherever you felt a pain. If you need to bend, you have to bend. If you need to move your body, you move it. The power of God is working strongly. It's working strong. There are some of you, yes. Not just one, not just two, not just three. There is a part of your body you always feel like is dead. It just feels dead to you. Right? But now, you begin to feel sensation there now. You begin to feel sensation there now. There now. There's a part of body that seemed dead to you. Where was that? Now you're going to feel sensation there now. It's coming alive. It's coming alive. Your legs are coming alive. Right? You're feeling that sensation. It's coming alive. It's coming alive. It's coming. Everybody's coming alive. Dead parts are being restored. Being restored in the name of Jesus. Broken bones are mended. Broken bones are mended. Dislocated bones are fixed up now. In the name of Jesus. The power of God is walking through these walls. So just do what you couldn't do with your body before. Because you're healed already as you return to your seat. I'm not going to take your testimonies tonight. But whatever it is, just return. Go thanking God, praising God, believing. Thanking God, believing. It's done. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes. It's done. I just felt the thing on my leg. You know that prophetic thing? I just felt it strong. That's some of you that your issue online or on ground is related to your leg, especially your right leg. That thing is gone now. I just sense it go through this place, and I know how that anointing works around me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes. Everlasting, everlasting, precious love from generation
falling down in worship, sing the song of ages to the land. All who come before us and all who will believe will sing the song of ages to the land.
Do it again. 1,000 generations.
Your name is the highest.
It's the greatest.
It's the
yes. He's the greatest. Your name stands above them all. Above all thrones and dominions.
Stand against the Lord.
No one can. No one will.
Who can stand against the Lord?
Who can stand against the Lord?
No one can.
No one can.
No one will.
No one will.
Do it again. Say, who can stand against the Lord? Look at that.
Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to
you. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah, yeah.
Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to
you. Hey. Oh, 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 oh.
Oh,
victory belongs.
Victory belongs to
me.
Victory belongs.
Bring it down. I want you to just sing it.
All the victory belongs. All the
victory belongs.
Sing it. Come on.
All the victory belongs.
Victory belongs.
Oh yes. Over your health.
All the victory belongs.
I told you, the devil will not take glory from anything in your life.
All the victory belongs.
All the victory belongs.
All the victory belongs.
Yes, 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 yes.
All the victory belongs.
Say, all the victory belongs,
all the victory belongs
to him.
To him.
All the victory belongs.
All the victory belongs.
Say to me now.
To me.
To me.
All the victory belongs.
All the victory belongs
to him. It belongs to him.
To him.
All the victory belongs.
All the victory
now
belongs.
To me now. Because he has the victory, I have victory.
All the victory belongs.
All the victory belongs
to him. Come on, church.
To him.
All the victory belongs.
All the victory belongs
to him.
All the victory belongs.
All the victory belongs.
Oh yes.
To him.
All the victory belongs.
Jesus, onye mmeri. Jesus, onye mmeri. Sọ sọ gị gachi.
Sozo giga janyo
onye meri Jesus onye meri Jesus onye meri Sozo giga.
There is a flow that is about to open up in this place. I'm just trying to hold it together because I want to say something, but it's not letting me. Move rakatela. Soso giga chanyo
onye meri Jesus onye meri Jesus onye meri soso giga
asi soso giga chanyo
onye meri
Jesus onye meri
Jesus onye meri soso giga
asi soso giga. Is happening tonight. Lord is ministering to everybody personally. That's what is happening. Different words, different instructions at different times. At different times. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. Whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. For this is the victory that overcometh the world. Even our faith, for this is the victory that overcometh the world. Sing it slowly now. Say, whosoever is born of overcometh the world. Are you sure? Whosoever is born of God overcometh. Oh yes, for this is the victory. Sing it again one more time. Say, whosoever is born of God, overcome the world. Oh, yes.
Whosoever is born of God, overcome the world. For this is the victory that overcome the world. Even our faith. This is the victory that overcome the world.
We are winning by the faith of God. All my worship belongs to
you.
Come on. Took the story of creation, of redemption from creation. You hear the point? And that's why you think about those things. Don't worry, don't mind what what's this guy doing on stage. Don't worry. Amen. He took the story of creation from creation to his death and all of that. Say, God of creation,
God of creation, all things were made through Jesus.
Then he came as a child, as a baby. Come on.
Born of a virgin, promise fulfilled in Jesus.
Then he went to the cross and died for our sins. Come on.
Suffering sad.
Then when he died, he now rose again. Come on, sing it.
Resurrection and life. Death has died in Jesus.
When he died, the Father was not revealed to us.
What of the Father, Yahweh revealed in Jesus.
When he rose as a man, he took the kingdom of God to himself. Call him
Son of Man. The kingdom.
sing it now.
Lion and lamb, we overcome by Jesus.
He now become our president, the king of this kingdom. Come on. Let's leave it. Whenever you hear the concept of heaven and earth in the Bible, it's not just talking about up and down. Heaven and earth means the spiritual world and the natural world. And the spiritual and the natural came into union when Jesus died and rose again. He said, what does that mean? Divinity being God came to live in humanity. So in the new creation, man, heaven and earth became one. You understand the point? The way you say heaven, and it's not just about this physical heaven. That's all things, you know, when you say all authority in heaven and on earth. He was talking about the spiritual reality where divinity and humanity will come into one, where heaven and earth will become one. In Genesis 1, the Bible tells us that the earth was without form and void, and the Spirit of God was brooding over the waters. And the Lord said, let there be light, and there was light. So that's heaven and earth. That earth that was that form and void refers to the man in sin. And the Spirit of the Lord is putting over. When God now said, let there be light, when the man now accepts the light of God, that spirit brooding over now enters that earth without form and void. So that's when heaven and earth will come into one. That's why if you check your Bible, how Genesis 1 started is, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. He now began to explain what he means by that. Well, let's leave it not for today. Some other time. Is that okay? Praise God. We're about to have a short experience tonight. Just small practical. Sit down for a moment. Let me bring down the atmosphere. I have 20 minutes to go. Do you guys even believe that? You better do, because I really have 20 minutes to go. But it's going to be the best of our lives. So once again, thank you for that teaching. Right? That was powerful. That was powerful. Amen. You know, one of the things this meeting, some of them are ladies. I started saying this from the first day. With everything you have seen so far in this meeting, if you are still shutting yourself out from ministry because of what society is saying, you don't have sense. Did you hear what I said? If I see thinking you can't do something, you just sense you don't have. So how do you mean?
From the first day of your meeting, perfect lady, ladies have been preaching to you. In fact, in the man of program, a lady came to preach to the men. Do you understand what I'm saying? And now in our general meeting today, it's been ladies ministering and powering the meeting. Were you blessed by that ministration? And that was really powerful. That was fully prophetic. So if you think that because you're a woman, you don't have suit as a man, that you are limited, that God will not take you to wherever, you are limiting yourself. The problem is you, not this church. I want to see you stand on big crusades, doing things for God. If your child cries, you back her, carry her at the back, and you are preaching. Do you know what I'm saying? I want you to know that I've said that being a woman should not be a limitation at all. Because, do you remember our teaching 2 days ago? God didn't create any man. God didn't create woman. God created a human being. Do you remember that? In Genesis 1 verse 26, he said, let us make man in our own image and after our likeness. Many people think he said, let us make the male gender. He said, no, let us make man. That's human being. He says, how are you sure? You are twisting the Bible. Well, it's not hard to see. Just verse 27, the next verse. He said, and God, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. I'm just refreshing your mind because I will dealt with this on Friday. Created he them. The way you see he created man, it means he created the male gender. That's what some translations will say. Give me like NLT. NLT will not say he created man. NLT said God created human beings. Do you understand? So don't limit yourself. Just be playing that song in the background. If you're a woman, don't limit yourself. Don't limit yourself. Hallelujah. Don't limit yourself. I know in Genesis 5, verse 2, you find the same flow. From verse 1, say these are the generations of Adam. That's verse 1. Generations of Adam. When we read that, go to verse 1. Come on. When you read that verse 1, you now think he's talking about Adam. This is the book of generations of Adam. Adam as a man. No. He said, in the day God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. He says, why are you seeing him? Well, I have to describe it somehow. But then by the time you get to verse 2, you now see that he said, male and female created he them. What else? And blessed them. And called their name Adam. So Adam is not just the name of the man. Are you following me? So I don't know why we're starting with that tonight, but don't limit yourself. Don't limit yourself. God has a lot. When you look at these women that have been ministering to you, look at the pastors, the ministers, look at my wife and all of that, you should know that God is pointing you to something. I get what I'm saying. He's telling you, I still have bigger things. Bigger things. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I want to see you guys in ministry. I want to see some of you in politics. Right? We're talking about it yesterday. I want some of you in leadership. I want some of you as CEOs. I want to see you rise to the top of your career. And this is not me being a feminist. I'm not a feminist, in case you don't know. I said, sir, so I am misogynist. I'm not anyone. I'm just a Bible person. I've told you, when people say I'm a feminist, it just means you are fighting. There is no fight. Feminist, no feminist. I stand with the word of God. The word of God has nothing like feminism or misogynism, if we call it anything like that. There's nothing like that in the Bible. God is not for men, it's not for women. The Bible tells us in Galatians 3:28, it talks about one new man in Christ. Galatians 3:28. God doesn't know that you're a woman. That is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And that thing again about racism, like I was saying that day. You see, I told you the host, I said, the Lord said to him one day, the Lord was, when he was young, the Lord was showing him pictures of how he will take a man to the world. At the time, for context, no black man had ever done that in history. Had ever traveled the world. Nobody. All the preachers were the robbers, them, at least in that generation, nobody was doing that. There were some reading his people like Babalola and the rest of them, but then they didn't really do much traveling because some of them were not even learned. Do you understand? So God was telling Archbishop, I'm going to take you around the world and the rest of them. And he spoke to the Lord that day in prayer and told God, you mean you're going to do that to the black man? Because every other person I know doing those things are whites. And the Lord said, the Lord asked him that day, he said, are you black? Archbishop said, yes. He said, I never knew you were black. That's what God said to him. I never knew. You know why? God told him, I didn't create a black man. Are you following me? God didn't create a black man. God didn't create a white man. God didn't create a brown man. God created man. I've told you, black, white, brown. What leads to that? Your parents. Do you remember God on Censor Series? Is your parents coming to determine whether you are black or white? God just created human being. What I mean, whether you are male or female, is still your parents and all that happened. God created human being. So you're the one saying, I'm a woman. So when God is showing you pictures, he's saying, I'm a woman. And I tell God, I'm saying it before the men. If you're still stuck in the 14th century, where you say, a woman cannot do this to me, a woman cannot preach to me, a woman cannot lead me, you will lose your job. Oh. That's why you must realize that, when it comes to, I was telling them in this church, we have 3 female pastors in Enugu Church. We have 3 male pastors in Enugu Church. I didn't decide to calculate it. I didn't say we must balance it. All that balance thing is not necessary. God doesn't do it. Even in politics, they say, if less women in politics, I don't believe in that. I don't believe in it. Say, why? I believe that woman should be in politics. If a woman is qualified, give it to her. If a woman is not qualified, don't give it to her because she's a woman. Let's not play with our future. I get the point. If a man is qualified, let the man. If the man is not qualified, let's not say we already have 7 women in power. Let's put one man. That's not necessary. Are you following me? I mean, woman, you should stop as a woman. Stop seeing yourself with that lens of that trying to marginalize us. Let's have equality with men. That's something you are fighting for. God doesn't see you like that. So if God wants to give callings, he's not going to say, I've called 2 men. Let me call 2 women so that it will be equal. He doesn't do that. Some of you that are ministers here carrying callings, heavy callings, there is no law that says that it is your son that will carry the ministry from you. It might be your daughter. And it's okay. Are you following me? Uh-huh. Sadly, it will not happen to you, but sadly, some of the men you respect, people like Taylor Osborne, for instance, the son died from overdose. That's what I'm saying. The person carrying that ministry on now is Bishop Ladona Osborne, a woman, the son, the daughter. So don't limit yourself, dear woman of God. But even when we call you woman of God, it is just for identity. Actually, you are a man of God. That's why the Bible calls us sons of God. That's how he sees all of us. But just so that we can clarify, it's okay, you're a woman of God. Actually, it is man of God. Do you understand? I see some of our centers do that, and I really like it. Some of them that have female pastors, they refer to their pastors as, we want to celebrate our man of God. I say, that's correct. Actually. I feel I'm saying, that's really correct. Tonight, like I said, maybe tomorrow I'll talk about what God wants me to talk about. But the Lord spoke to me about living a prophetic life. And I want you to come to a point where God wants us to bring us to a point where we can see in the Spirit, hear in the Spirit, and allowing that control how we do our lives. I've been talking about it from day one. I told the men, if you're going to be a leader, if you remember, we're talking about that. If you're going to be a leader as a man, one of the things you must master is how to make accurate decisions. Remember that? And one of the things we talked about in making accurate decisions is the leading of the Spirit. So you must master how God talks and how to follow Him. And one of the reasons why you have to master this tonight is that Jeremiah 10:23 tells us that it is not in man to direct
his part. Jeremiah 10:23. It's not a man. So it is not a man to dictate, you know, because no matter how wise you are as a man, you won't be able to clearly dictate, direct your path, because you actually don't know tomorrow. You don't know how things will turn out. Are you following what I'm saying now? So if you want to do it yourself, you might make a lot of decisions that may seem very wise to you, but you're going to get in trouble. Which is why I believe we must learn to live prophetic lives. By that I mean a life of accuracy with the Spirit and a life of obedience. A life of accuracy with the Spirit and a life of obedience. And all of this can come by God leading you through your inward man. You know why I'm saying this? We've handled a whole lot this weekend. And we've covered every part of our lives. Health, finance, this one, that one. See, with everything we've taught you, one of the things you cannot remove is divine leading. You see, business, if I've ever used divine leading in business, you know that's sure bet. Sure bet. Where you just know where to do and how to do what. Sometimes when things are going wrong in the home and you don't know what to do, the answer is actually your spirit. And that's what I mean by living prophetic lives. Living a prophetic life. That when you encounter trouble along the way, you will remember this verse. I know, Lord, I know that the word of man is not in himself. It is not a man that walketh direct his step. And Amplified Classic said that even if the man is strong and mighty, give me that verse. He said, it is not in man, even in a strong man or in a man at his best, to direct his own steps. So a man at his best cannot direct his steps. I mean, you are perfect at your best. Your full 100% thinking capacity, you can still direct your paths. That means God wants to lead you. Many ways he will lead you. He will lead you through many ways. Let me even tell you something. You know something that I will talk about later. When I mentioned during God on Successor Series, some people say, well, I know unbelievers that are not working with God but are succeeding. Let me tell you. God talks to unbelievers. Are you aware of this thing? I can prove this into too many ways. Because I can give you a short one. In Acts chapter 10, there was a man called Cornelius who was not born again, but he was praying. He loved God, but he wasn't born again. An angel of God appeared to him. Now, not just an angel appeared to him. The angel appeared to him, hear what I'm saying, and gave him specific information. Told him to look for a man called Simon. Told him the exact place that Simon was lodged. But he wasn't born again. Now, you see why I'm saying this. And some of you, before you got born again, you see dreams. Does it happen to you? You see dreams. And those dreams come to pass. You are not saved then, but it happens. God, know why? God loves man. He always finds a way to reach out to man. So, there are some people that are not born again. Ask them, how do they make a business decision? Some of them will say things they don't understand. They say, sometimes when I just want to decide, I just calm down. And I just feel my instinct. You know those things they say? My instinct now told me, most of it is God leading them. They just don't know what is happening. Until they now come to Jesus and have revelation, they now find that there has been the leading of God in their life all the while. From the time a man is born, God makes plan to lead that man. Are you following me? So science will say, oh, it's my instinct, my intuition. I just felt like, you're not that smart. So God at least attempts to lead any man, every man. That's one thing I can remember before you even got born again. You used to see some dreams. And when you see them and you get up, it happens. That doesn't mean that you are now born again or you now have the Holy Spirit. No. It just means that once in a while, God will just try to reach out to, God wants to lead every man. Check the people in the Old Testament. All of them were not born again. But God was talking to them. I get the point. There was a time Pharaoh. Was it Pharaoh or so? There was a king that took Abraham's wife. Was it Pharaoh? One of them. Took Abraham's wife. And he had a vision. And the angel of God came to him in a dream and told him, that man you have his wife is a prophet. He wasn't born again. I feel what I'm talking about. So when people try to discredit what we preach by saying, you people are saying everything is by divine leading. I know people who are not born again, but they are doing well. How are they succeeding? Many of them,
God talks to them. They just don't know it is God. They give it many names. But you know, God is very merciful. He just wants to reach everybody. I'm telling you, pay attention to your inward man. To your inward man. There are a few things. Let me just mention a few things. Maybe I will expand on them later, not today. A few ways that God can communicate to you as a believer. Right? All of them will come from your inward man. But I just want to break them so that when it happens to you, you know that God is trying to reach you. One, that is, you can get a word, a prophetic word. What does that mean? It means we can be praying and a word just drops in your heart. Let me simplify it for you. You are just praying about a matter and a consistent thought keeps coming. A leading thought. It's not like you are bringing the thought, but it's just there. God is giving you a word. Just that you are not well trained. That's why you say, I think. And have you observed that sometimes when you say, I think, when you ignore those things, they eventually happen. I get the point. So when you are praying and there is that leading thought, it is the word. The Bible tells us about Philip in Acts 8 verse 29 that the Lord said to him, go and join yourself to that chariot. Now if you are not well schooled in Bible study, you will think that Philip heard God, heard a voice echoing behind, Philip, my son. That's not how God doesn't always speak like that. It might just be that he saw the chariots and right then his heart, he heard it in his heart. Go and join that chariot. And he moved. That's God talking to him. Remember that God brought him there miraculously. Do you remember the story? So I'm sure when he got there, he must have been checking. So why am I here? Why am I here? Why did God bring me here? I was in Samaria doing good ministry. I just moved into what's happening. And you just see God say, that's the person, join yourself to the chariot. So God can bring a word. We can begin to pray tonight. And God will bring a word to your spirit. Then some other times, it's not a word as it were. It is, let me use the word, it's perception. You just perceive. Now, it's not like you heard something. It's not like you heard anything, but you just sense. You just know that, I just feel, okay, that's the time you normally use. I just feel we shouldn't go on this journey. You know, just this afternoon, I was listening to something on Facebook, and like Dr. Abel Damina was sharing a story. A couple of years ago, he said he went to minister in Bayelsa. And he got to a hotel, the hotel where they prepared for him. He said he got in there, and it was supposed to be a 2 days meeting. He said, but getting in there that day, he felt very uncomfortable in his spirit. He didn't know what it was, but he just felt he should not sleep in that hotel. So he didn't hear anything from God. Now that's, you can perceive things in your spirit. You just know things. He said, he told his PA, well, I'm supposed to preach for these guys for 2 nights, but I'm going to do 1 night. The PA was like, ah, Pastor, you promised them. He said, yes, but I don't feel we should sleep here tonight. So he called his friend and said, because it was a night meeting, he said, get me a truck of policemen so that once I finish, they can escort me. I need to go back to Port Harcourt that night. So he called the host pastor and told the host pastor, I don't think I can minister. I'll make it up to you next time. But this night, I'll just preach for you this night. And when I'm done, I will go. I can't preach tomorrow. I have to go. And the pastor said, okay. He finished ministering, got on his, and was going home. And so the pastor, his host, and the other pastors, because they've already paid for the hotel room, they now let them go there that night and just have a brief meeting. They were there that night, hired assassins, came to that place. We take A47. Looking for Dr. Damina. I told him he has gone. He's on his way. Now, he didn't hear anything from the Lord. He didn't hear the Lord say, my son, don't sleep here tonight. No. Yo, that perception is enough. Are you following me, friends? You just perceive in your spirit. Pay attention to it. So there can be a prophetic perception. Of course, there can be visions when God opens your eyes to show you things. There are different kinds of visions which we're not going to touch today. Of course, you have to get this book. I explained a few things like this in this book. So if you have it, if you get stuff outside there, or maybe tomorrow, you get a copy of this book. How to find the will of God for your life. So there can be visions. There are different, there is open vision, there is spiritual vision. So you can actually see things. Then, of course, there are other things I'm going to point out. There are everything I've said, but I just want to break them down for you. Sometimes it is about a prayer point. Let me call it that way. Or a prayer direction. You can be praying or just on your own, and you just feel it very strong. You have to pray over this matter. That thing is God speaking to you. So, a prayer point you didn't actually plan for just begins to rise in your heart. You just feel like you begin to pray concerning this, my son, now. God is talking to you. Don't wait until you begin to hear your son is about to get involved in an accident and you say, okay, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. No. So when there is a, how do they call it again? Prayer burden. But I like talking about when there is a prayer point, when you are just praying over a man. Because when we say, God is going to talk to you now, you might find out that we are praying, we say, God is speaking to people. But what is happening to you is not that God is telling you anything. Just that you are having a leading to pray over somebody or to pray over a particular matter. God is actually talking to you. If I had time, I would have shown you all of this in the Bible. Different prophets, how God spoke to them. So that you read the prophets prophesying, and what they are actually prophesying is prayer points. They are praying as prophets. So there can be a prayer direction. Amen. Sometimes there can be a scripture that just lights up in your heart. We are praying and then a verse that you've always known. This one is one of the biggest ways God actually speaks to me. What's happened to you? And just on your own and a verse. Hallelujah. Thou shalt keep him in perfect peace whose heart is stayed on thee. Whoa. It can be that practical. It can be that practical. It can just be a verse. And that is God talking to you. So most times we will say, get on the board for your neighbor. Or pray. God wants to talk to you. It is not just about he maybe telling you, my son, this, that. Sometimes he just gives you a verse. Let me tell you something else that follows most times when that verse comes. But it's not always the case. But some, most times, he gives you a special insight into that verse at that moment. You are praying and the verse comes to your heart. And you understand in a very different way. Just at that second. It's like there's a teacher by your side explaining that verse in a way you've not heard it. I know a woman of God said she was praying over her son. I told you guys this story. The child kept falling sick. They bring back the child. They bring back the child from school all the time. So one day, they brought back the child. The man is a man of God, a great man of God, a big, big man of God. So they brought back the child. They were about to say paracetamol, this and that. The wife was already fed up. So she held the boy and began to pray. And the man knew, well, let's pray. She prayed for like 1 hour or two. The next thing, she jumped up and said, surely he has borne our griefs and our infirmity. He said, she just kept that chapter. Surely, that it was the surely that opened up to her. You know, that kind of special insight. She kept saying, surely. That was the end of the sickness. You know, God, when we say God is speaking to you, some of you always want to, you know, you want to ask Nigerian film in your bedroom. When they just call you Samuel, okay, not my son. When they just call you one name, and your attorney say, who is he, Lord? Who is he, Lord? Which one am I going to use now? Let me use a name, David. You just see a name. It doesn't always work like that. Sometimes you might just find that you are praying, and you begin to understand a certain verse in a very special way. Has it ever happened to you? It's like something is opening up to you. It's like you are wondering, why have I not seen this all the while? God is actually talking to you at the moment. So when we say be led by spirit, live a prophetic life, you will not always hear. Sometimes I'm just walking on the road and the scripture, I just begin to explain the scripture to myself. Did you do this one? Like we to verbally explain a verse to yourself. Say, yes. John 3:16. Oh, the leading of the spirit is so interesting. Sometimes you catch yourself and you begin to feel like you are now mad. Because you are not too far from madness. Just begin to explain these things to yourself. That special insight into scriptures. Sometimes this one is common. You can just find yourself doing a certain prophetic action. You are praying and I don't know how to explain. Okay, wow. Just begin to do maybe something you didn't plan to do. You just find yourself doing things. It's when you are done that you wonder, how did I get into all of that just now? This is what happens to me, especially when I minister. When I minister, I can just find myself doing certain things I didn't plan to do. Just laying hands. When you are finished, you'll be like, what just happened? Sometimes, I won't have time to explain this one, but if you read the book of the prophets, you see this happen a lot and a lot. I'm not talking about this one, they say prophetic action brings salt. That's what I'm saying. You just find yourself being carried by the Spirit and you're doing certain things. That's another one. This one is very common. Many of us ignore it. It's when God gives you a prophetic song. A prophetic song. And prophetic song does not always mean it will be a song you've never heard before. Sometimes it's a song you've heard before. But it's just that season. That song is making too much sense. And I'm not talking about trend. Maybe a song is trending now. Sometimes it's a song you sang as a child. And as a season in your life, I remember the day that my wife was pregnant, and I told you guys this story, and she called me to the room. I was downstairs. She said, "Baby, please come." I just came. She said, "I'm bleeding." And it's not like spotting or anything. We've gone way past all of that. It was a clear case of miscarriage. And I just held her that day, because sometimes you don't have to pray. Sometimes before you start praying, you can imagine the prayers. I just held that very close, and I just prayed a little prayer, and I said, "Let's go to the hospital." As I drove to the hospital, a song just rose in my spirit, and was sang in that vehicle. I played the song in the car. I was singing it. She was singing it. We sang till we got to the hospital. Do you know now? I can't remember that song. We got there. The doctor checked and said, "I'm surprised." He said, "Bleeding. I'm not. There's no reason you should bleed. There's no sign." I said, "But should we show you?" So he took extra time, checked again. I said, "Well, from where I am, you guys are fine." Because when we go to the hospital, we say, "We want to see the owner, we want to see the prof himself." So after they checked, he said, "Well, if you guys notice another thing, let me know. But from where I am standing, nothing is looking like it." Sometimes a song in a season can be just God talking to you. And I minister by that a lot. Do you understand? And when people see me singing when I preach, of course, to start with, you both know, we all know, I don't know how to sing. So, it's established. And I'm not even trying to learn. So, it's not like I sing because, I get what I'm saying, maybe because I'm a singer. But sometimes I know God just likes a song God for a particular person. As soon as you just see it, when we sing that song, somebody's out there screaming. You know why? A message was just sent to the person. As well as it can be like that, your own personal life. When it's not looking good, God just speaks to you. "You don't have to worry." You know that one? "And don't you be. Joy comes in the morning." Yes. "And if your that's all you need. Just a song that will just come like. Sometimes even a new song. Have you ever gotten a new song where you are praying? Have you ever woken up with a song? That is so sweet. You just wake up and wondering, "What was I doing in my dream?" Let me teach you what to do. When that happens, don't stop singing that song in that season. And as I said, pay my attention. God's actually telling you something. Take every line seriously. Sometimes even a song from a singer you don't like. You understand? Sometimes a song from a singer you really don't like. You don't even care about the person. But that's not what God is talking about. It's not about the singer or the song. There's a message God wants to pass to you. Let me just... Okay. My time is double. But is this blessing you at all tonight? Because I want you to know God always wants to. That's why when I say to people, I can never be confused. I always know what to do. It's not as though every time God is by my window, screaming into my ear, "My son." There are different ways I know He leads me. So that I just sense things in my heart. And I can be, not I can be, I am so accurate with these things. I told you guys these things jokingly, but it's not actually a joke. Ask my wife, let me tell you. The day my wife took him, the day we found out we were pregnant, it was me that told her. I was praying. After praying, I just sensed. I didn't hear anything. I just said, babe, you're pregnant. He said, ah. And she said, amen, I believe. But you know women now. By that evening, she just sneaked out and came back and said, you're actually correct. Yes, I just sensed it in my spirit. So I've grown to trust it. Do you know? And I told you guys the other day, all the names that my children will bear. Let me tell you how strong. I've said this many times. I know, and I got them by the Spirit. And to tell you how strong it is, I call it by the prophetic word. God gave me all the names in the Yoruba dialect. I don't speak Yoruba. He will give me the name in Yoruba and interpret it for me in English. So I picked my phone, wrote them down, and now went to Google and began to search. What's the meaning of this name? Everything came out correct. Now, there is that extent of accuracy. So when I'm talking about living a prophetic life, it's not all these ones of standing on the stage saying, oh, there are 16 people here. Your name is this. If it happens, fine. But I mean in your own personal life, you can live an accurate prophetic life in your personal life. Where you know that it should be like this, it should be like that, it should be like that. You can leave your house in the morning and tell your wife, you know, babe, I'm going to meet somebody today as I'm leaving this house. And he's going to tell me something positive about that contract you are pursuing. You just leave. And before your eyes, you meet somebody. It's living a prophetic life. It's like you are living 10 years ahead of your time. Do you understand the point? It's like you're about to start the morning, but you've lived in the night. You've lived next week before you enter next week. We live ahead of our time. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, let me just... So how do I say... I want to be able to get this. I will not say everything. Like I said, get the book. But let me tell you one of the easiest things you can do. You want to always live a prophetic life. Learn to create the atmosphere for that. There are atmospheres that it is easier for you to receive from God. What did Habakkuk say in Habakkuk 2 verse 1? He said, I will stand upon my watch. Give me that verse. Habakkuk 2 verse 1. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and I will watch to see what he will say unto me. There's something about, so how about you saying, he's describing it practically. I'm going to get up. Imagine there is a place where God speaks. Just like your father is in that room. And you say, I'm going to go into that place to see if there's anything he's going to say. So there is such a thing as standing upon your watch. That is creating the atmosphere so that God can speak. Give me like NLT of this. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. He said, I will climb onto my watchtower and stand at my guard post. There I will wait to see what the Lord says. How did John see all those books of Revelation he saw? All these things he wrote. Revelation 1 verse 10. He said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. Oh, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day and heard. So God is always speaking. But an atmosphere that it is easier to hear. Some of them, for instance, I can begin to show you, is prayer. When you pray, Lord, have you ever thought, it's always when you, most of the time you pray that you hear things from God. That's why we say have a prayer life. It's not just so that we can control your life. It's so that because when you have a prayer life, a solid prayer life, it is easier. It's an atmosphere that you can easily pick what God is saying. Listen, not just when you are praying. If I may consider prayer life, sometimes you hear from God when you are done praying and are now moving around your daily activities, and those things will begin to rise in your heart. Prayer is the atmosphere. Prayer is the atmosphere. Prayer is the atmosphere. That's why once we begin to pray, have you not observed, whenever you see me call for prayer drive or whatever, I'm always with my tab. And you see me punch it from time to time because God's always speaking to me. Amen. Of course, another atmosphere is the atmosphere where the word of God is being preached. It's as I'm preaching. Now, this one is one many of us have not yet explored. One of the times I get the highest direction in my life, not only, but one of the times I get good direction is when I'm sitting under the teaching of God's word. Like, does it happen to you? When sometimes the pastor is teaching about something else. Who has ever gotten a business idea when I was preaching? Yes. So it's an atmosphere that God can speak. Do you know the day I heard it's time to build supernatural hub was in a teaching. My pastor was teaching. And I just drew my wife close and whispered, "Say we are going to build next year." It was the teaching of the, and he was not talking anything about it. That's why one of the things you do a lot in your house is you still listen to messages. Listen to teaching, say, "Lord, read Christian books." All of that thing is creating an atmosphere for God to easily communicate. Or can I say, for you to easily hear what God is communicating? You know, that a few things, like when mom was preaching, a few things the Lord dropped in my heart. And sometimes, if you're not paying attention to the word, you miss a lot of things. You know, she said three things. She said, "God will give you ability, God will give you ideas, God will give you opportunities." That was very prophetic. Ideas, ability, opportunities. And I had to pen that down in my notes. And I said, what that the Lord said to me when I was standing there, that many of you missed. Something she said that many of you missed. I want to re-echo it. He said, God is breaking you to the season of no more falling and rising. I wanted to mark that. And she was talking about finances. No more fall. No longer, today you ball. Tomorrow. Your life should not be like that. You're not a Yahoo boy. I feel what I'm talking about. The path of the just is like a shining light that shines brighter and brighter. It doesn't mean that there may not be a time where you are low on cash, but it's no longer the point of you are high, then you are low. No more broken momentum. Yeah. So what can come when the word is being taught? Another atmosphere, for instance, is when you are meditating on the word. This one works a lot. When you are just meditating, sometimes you are driving, you are just thinking about what you heard. That's why when you hear things in church or when you read your Bible, don't just leave it and go. Meditate a lot on the word of God. Sometimes you are just thinking over what you heard. God, for me, this is actually the first step I take after prayer. When I want to pray for a meeting, like this conference now, the first thing I did is meditating. My people already in that country. I'll just sit down somewhere. Going through God's word in my heart, different things. That is the easiest way God speaks to me about it. Like when Zoe is coming, the other light is coming. So how do you know what to preach? This is what I'm telling you. Once I meditate on the word of God a lot, I hear God. Because you know, meditating on the word of God, it feels, how did the Bible put it? Colossians 3, verse 16. Let the word of Christ dwell richly in you. Then speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns. And one another. So you notice when the word of God is dwelling richly, and when it's, I've said this many times, when it says let the word of God, it means you are the one that will do it. It will not happen automatically. So how do you allow the word of God to dwell richly in you? Put it to your heart and meditate on it. You think, you speak, you think, you speak, you think about it, you speak about it. Gradually it fills your heart. That atmosphere, God speaks very easily in those places. You can easily hear God. Of course, that is worship too. You know worship? It's a good atmosphere for God to speak. And please, let me correct something. I'm not just talking about listening to worship song. I mean you singing. Oh, thank you, Lord. In Ephesians 5 verse 18 says, be not drunk with wine wherein is in excess. Wherein is in verse 19 says, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. What follows in the next verse? Verse 20. Giving thanks always for all things unto the Lord and Father, Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 21. What did he say? Submit yourself one to another. You're not going to give instructions. Now, if you... Okay, well. Now, he said, go back to verse 8, verse 19. I think I've seen what I'm seeing, what I'm looking for. He says, speak to yourself, start some spiritual song, then sing and make melody in your heart. Make melody in your heart. Sing. Don't just listen to music. I get what I'm saying. Don't just listen to sing. That's why, notice, every time I lead you to sing here, I sing to a point and I tell the instrumentalist to stop and I say, I want to hear your voice. I've told you, not just to make the service hot. I want to make sure that you are singing. I want to make sure that you are lending your own voice to the song. Because that atmosphere where you're just singing, after, you know, when we are singing or just praising God, one of the ways I open up my spirit very well when I minister, how to prophesy, one of the ways I open up my spirit very, very well is with a phrase, "Thank you, Lord Jesus." Once I go like that, I'm opening up my spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Because I know that once I go with thanksgiving like that, others will begin to flow. So most of the time you see me minister and I just say, "Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus." It's because I know sometimes that, okay, there's something that is about to drop. So I just set myself on that thanksgiving rule. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. And then, so learn to give thanks. Learn to praise God. Learn to just sing your heart. That atmosphere, you leave that place with different information you never planned to leave to do. So instead of shutting your door and vibing to the latest secular song in town, you dance to the latest song. You are learning all the dance steps on TikTok. Instead of all those ones, shut your door like that and sing loud. Sing loud. Sing loud. Sing loud. Oh yes. You sing. It opens you up. In a merem dimma. In a merem dimma. In a merem dimma. In a merem dimma. Ngozi nenye dimma. Sing like that. Just find the one that appeals. Some of you like Igbo song. Some of you don't like all this Igbo song. You like Yoruba. Some of you like English song. You know that when I minister here, there's a place I'll get to. I will ignore everybody and start doing my thing. Have you observed it? I will not care whether you're understanding the song I'm singing or the language I'm singing. Yes, learn to do that. When you get into your room, it's not I don't like all this emotic song. I just sing my funny Jesus Lamb of God. Sing what you like. Anything knock off a mug, like. Are you feeling what I'm talking about yet? Just sing it loud. Sing it yourself. Forget about the voice. That's the good thing, is your room. Good thing. Everybody doesn't like it. They will not come and tell you. Sometimes they tell you, say, Baba, you the single. You say, yes. The atmosphere. You know, the Bible tells us about Elisha. One of those days, he wanted to prophesy. He didn't want to actually. He was not in the mood to prophesy. But a king has already appealed to his prophetic grace. A king appealed to that because he didn't want it. But that king feared the Lord. So that's 2 Kings chapter 3. I think verse 11. The king feared the Lord. So he told the guy, he told them plainly, "I don't want to do this. If not for this Jehoshaphat." Go to the next verse. Because Jehoshaphat asked for him. Verse 12. Come on. And Jehoshaphat said, "What of the Lord is with him?" Verse 13. And Elijah said unto the king of Israel, "What have I to do with thee? Get thee to the prophets of thy fathers and to the prophets of thy mother." And the king Israel said to him, "Nay, for the Lord hath called another that." Verse 14. And Elijah said, "As the Lord of hosts liveth, before whom I stand, were ye not that I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat?" So it wasn't the mood prophesy. Just because this king fears the Lord. This Jehoshaphat guy, "I will not even look toward thee nor see thee." In other words, "I'm not cut out for this shit. I don't even believe in you now. I don't want to talk to you now." But there is a man that fears the Lord here. There's a lot of lessons here. There is prophetic order, but that's not for today. A lot of lessons here. There are people you cannot actually say no to. Well, next verse. Shall we ask the ministry things? He now said, "Now bring me a minstrel. Because I'm not in the mood for this, but there's something you can do to get me there. Bring a minstrel to me." And it came to pass that when the minstrel played, the hand of the Lord came upon him. So music has that in. That can. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So use it a lot too. Sing a lot. Sing a lot. God speaks to you. Sometimes it will even, sometimes the reason God will give you a song when you pray is so that you can now sing for Him to now show you the way out. You get the point? Some of you that are in the expression, learn small instruments. Even if it is keyboard or lead guitar, be vibing it in your house. Even if it's not correct. I used to have this guy who used to have a lead guitar. He doesn't know jack about anything. Like, he doesn't know anything. But he sings and prays with it. If you are passing, now you go, they laugh. You know what I'm talking about? Right? Yeah. He just carries. Bam, 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 bam. Glorious. And you will laugh. Bless anything. And you will sing and pray for long. And God is glorified. He never bothered to learn it one day. But he bought it with his money. Anything that makes you pray. I get the point. Anything that sets you on that watch. Anything. And of course, the last thing I'm going to say today is, when you hang around prophetic people, it's very easy to hear from God. That's why in meetings like this, notice some of you, the kind of things you say, when we help Holy Ghost minister say, give your neighbor a word, give your neighbor a word. Sometimes you don't even get those kind of clarity in your home. It's because that's what happened to Saul. What happened to Saul? Saul was not a prophet, but he was hanging around. Samuel told him, as you go, you're going to meet some group of prophets prophesying. He said, when you meet them prophesy, that's 1 Samuel chapter 10. He said, when you meet them prophesy, he said, the hand of God will come upon you, and you too will prophesy. So, those days they had prophetic schools. So those guys prophesying were from a certain school of the prophets. And Saul didn't belong to anyone. So Saul saw them and began, when he met them prophesying, he just stayed with them for a little while and began to prophesy. And they began to ask, is Saul also among the prophets? Give me the next verse. See the next question I followed. And one of the same place answered and said, but who is their father? You don't understand the middle of that question. This one doesn't belong to any prophet, any of us. So who is his father? Where is he coming from? Who is mentoring him in ministry? Sometimes it's good to ask questions. And as I was telling you guys, the Bible is a very serious book. It's good to ask, who is their father? So that's when I see people prophesying and doing ministry, I say, who gave birth to this one? But then that question they asked is important. You know, why is it important? Is you observe that after this place, Saul never prophesied again. Not once. That thing happened just because he was in the company of those fathered prophets. So if he actually wanted to continue with that flow, he would have joined that school. Because when you stay in the company of prophets like that, so what do you mean by company of prophets? When you stay in the company of believers, when you stay in the company of prophetic people, people who love to pray, who love to hear from God, it's always easier. It's a good place. That's why some of you do this, but you don't even know what you are doing. But it's correct. Sometimes you are so confused about life, you don't know what to do, and you pray that nothing is coming, and you just tell yourself, "Well, I'm going to go for Zoe and put this thing in my expectation." Do you do that? You know what you're actually doing. You are going. You know that God wants to speak to you, but you don't know what it is. So you're not saying that when I come to Zoe, and most of all you come, God will speak to you in that meeting. So that's from the opening prayers, we're just singing and lifting up hands, God is talking to you already. Because in that company of prophetic people, it's like a watchtower that you've set yourself. It's easy to hear God in that place. Amen. I'm done. Were you blessed? So let's see if we can do something. Get to your feet. Stand to your feet. Oh yes. I tried to avoid preaching tonight, but then God is stronger. I'm going to lead us to sing and to pray. This is what we're going to do. We're going to sing and to pray for like 3 to 5 minutes. Once we are done with that, I'll open up this place for men, for people to have encounter. Some of God will talk to you about your business, about different things. That will last for another 5 minutes. And after that 5 minutes, we use the remaining 3 minutes. I'm trying to see our study up in 13 minutes. We use the remaining 3 minutes to communicate with ourselves. Amen. And share God's word to us, within ourselves. So as you're going to sing and pray, you have got to put your heart on it, because God is about to give you information. Sing it again. One more time. Just pray in the Holy Ghost wherever you are. Pray in the Holy Ghost, come on. Just pray. Aham bonyo lwe bube Olwa husiri ike Osiri ike we taram ya Obi him nalo Adigi mabamwe moli Otwa hundi nonji Otu ahu kam ga digide abum Jehovah. Jehovah si ahaya bonyolu ebube olu ahu sirike osi weregike wetaram ya
Makobi him nalo. I think he might one way Molly. Otwa hundim bojie. Otwa ho kamga digi de kwa. Makanabum Jehovah. Jehovah ponyo le bube. Olo ahu sirike. Okwe chiriki wetaramu ya. Obi him nalo. I dig him out one way more. O to a ho kam ga digide. Abum Jehovah. O si we regi ke we taramu ya. Obi him nalo. I dig him out one way more. O to a ho di mochie. Otu ahu kam ga digide. As you are praying now, the Lord is, you know, dropping things and ideas and direction. Just pray. Don't try to focus. Just pray. Different things are flying into your heart. Into your heart. It might be an idea. It might be direction. Just pray. Don't stop praying. You don't need to stop praying for it to come. Just be praying. God will lead you in the paths that you must go. Just pray. The Lord is settling issues in your personal life. Issues in your personal life. Direction for ministry. Direction for your career. Instructions that will keep you going. Corrections that will put you on track. Ezemi beben zorundu mo Eben da beremo Okwa gibonu ne kurumo Chineke moni kwesioku Iburu mihenile. Lord, I confess my love for you. You are all. Please pray. Just pray. Just pray. Just pray. Ekayaba komerandesh. Ekayaba ratata pratake pateya. If there's a particular issue God is leading you to pray about, begin to pray about it already. If there's a direction coming, begin to act already. Mayanda la barande le koro dobo shata. Adigi ma bangwe mole. Otwa hundi no ambu. Otwa ukam ga digide. Abum Jehovah. Ahambo nyolwe bube. Ola husirike. Osiwe regi kewe naramu ya. Obi him nalo. Makana digi ma bangwe mole mole o. Otu ahu ndi mboje. Otu ahu kam ga digide. Maka abum Jehovah. There are atmospheres where God gives instruction and direction. This is that atmosphere now. There are atmospheres where God settles issues. This is that atmosphere. That's the way to go. That's the way to go. Yes, you are getting it right.
That's the way to go. That's what God said to tell you. That's the way to go. That's the way to go. I just said that from the Holy Ghost. That's the way to go. 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 Hiya, ya, ya, ya. I dig in my bang with Molly. Otu ahu ndi mbochi. Otu ahu kam ga digide kwa. Abum Jehovah. Jehovah negosi gebi gaga o. Ona kawara gebi gazo nyoko ki o. Osi were gike wetaramu ya. Obie nalo. Hey ya! It has opened up. Take note of what you hear. Take note of what you see. Take note of what you perceive. Take note of what you receive. Because it is open now in the heavens. It is open. Direction is open. Direction is open. The flow is flowing. The flow is flowing. The flow is flowing. There are clarities for business. There is correction for you. There is instruction for you. There is the way to go. There is the way to go. But there is a way. 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 My God.
I dig him out one way, Molly. Otua hundi mbochi. Otua hukamka digideo. Abum Jeho. Ahambo nyolibube. Otua hundi mbochi. Otua hukamka digideo. My God. Nani mwogenta. Kanya ni legaho. Nani wogenta. Kantini legano. God is talking to you. Nani wogenta. Konuli legeku sionyewe. Na. Leki sidiye. Bube. Onyewe. Leki sidiye. Bube. I don't know what you are passing through now. But nani wogenta. Kanyani legaho. It will not be long again. Nani wogenta. Kantini lega no. Nani wogenta. Konu ni lege bu. Sionye we. Na. Leki sidiye. Ebube. Onye we. Leki sidiye. Ebube.
Many of you, your families will begin to speak about God's goodness in your life. It will not be long. And God has been talking to you. Some of you, what you are hearing is a reassuring word. Daniel, come. Daniel, come. Come. I spoke to you about restoration. And Lord said I should minister that to you. Restoration. Meya de Shakaya. Mobrete, cobrete, 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 kaya. And Lord said I should just shout. Restore! 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 Restore!
Nani wogenta kanya ni legaho. It will not be long again, no. Ntini lega, no. Just very, very soon, no. Onu ni lege ku. Si onye we. Na. Leki sidiye. Ebube. Onye we. Leki sidiye. Ebube.
God is talking. It's clear in it all.
Nana, leki sidi ye ube. Anamara para na rochi deke. Anamara para na ruho yewe. Agamigusi keremo niruya. Agamasiana. Chebemo. Agame gusi keremo niruya. Agamasiana.
Hey, Ekomosha.
It is wonderful to know that Jesus died for me. Wonderful.
You know, it's getting clearer for some of you. There's a new season that will come for us in church. The Lord said, I will announce you as a church. When I sang that song, Nani Wogenta, Konuni Legeku, Nani Wogenta, Konuli Negeku, Sionye Wem. I saw that in the spirit. Leki sidiye gube onyewe leki sidi. Listen to this. You are at a season in your life where you're feeling like you are late. You feel like your mates have just gone past you. You feel like you are late. As you lift your voice, I will shout these words the Lord gave me 3 times. If you're in that season in your life, over your studies or anything, you feel your mates have gone ahead of you. I'm going to shout 3 times, and if you're in that category, just put your hands up wherever, online, on ground, wherever you are. You feel your mates, you have gone to school and they are out, and you are still yet to even start. You feel financially others have gone ahead and it's been breaking you. You feel others have gotten married and you don't even know where to start. The Lord said, I should shout restore. And I'm going to shout it 3 times. And as you echo your amen, there will be a shift in the spirit. There will be a turnaround in the spirit. There will be a hastening up in the spirit. There will be a supernatural adjustment that will happen. Number one, I shall restore. Number 2, I say, restore, Lord. And number 3, as the Lord instructed me, I command a shift. I shall restore. These are readjusting. These are shifting to ensure you get to where you are meant to be. Many of you, the sign that God has answered will be that things that should have taken 1 year will now happen in 3 months. Things that should have taken 1 year will now happen in 1 month. Things that should have taken 2 years will now happen in 2 weeks. May the hand of the Lord cause this to happen. There's a restoration. There is a compressing of time. There's a compressing of time. There's a compressing of time. Because the Lord said, I should say unto you, stop saying I am late. Because you are not late. And he said, I should say to you, even if you missed it by any way, I'm bringing you to my timing. By the workings of divine mercy, by the workings of spiritual mercy, I'm rearranging the time for you. It will align. Because the Yegaba,
He arrived late to the tomb of Lazarus. But when he arrived was the right time. So hear me. If you think others have left you on this journey, there is something readjusting. So stop saying I am late. Stop saying I am late. Stop. It's a warning and a correction. Stop saying I am late. Stop saying I am late. Stop telling God about time. Stop saying I am late. Stop saying I am late. Because a shift has just taken place. 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 Stop saying I am late in marriage. A shift has just taken place. You will marry well. You will marry soon. You will marry well. Because there is no lateness with the Lord. Stop saying I am late in my finances. Because the Lord is causing everything to align. Mede koko. Mede koko. Merede berede berede kaya. The story is going to be, where did she come out from? Where did he come out from? Because the Lord is compressing the time. There was a time I began to feel this way some years ago. And I was late. Things I planned to do in my life, the time had passed, I've not done them. And the Lord gave me that word. He said, stop saying you are late. I will make things fall in place. I said, and when I'm done doing it, you won't even remember you wasted time at any time. And even if you are the one that missed God by some delays on your own part, by the workings of supernatural mercy, He's bringing you to divine alignment. Divine alignment. Because that some of you, you feel you wasted time in certain relationships. You feel you wasted time in certain businesses. You feel you wasted time in certain things in ministry. You are saying to yourself, I started a long time ago. Listen, maybe you are right, but that is the mercy of God. The mercy of God. The mercy of God. The mercy of God. That is realigning. That's a realignment. That's a realignment. That's a realignment. That's a realignment. Oh, yes. Oh, play that song for me. He's changing everything in obedience to Christ. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. Listen, I believe he's starting life early. But I also know of people that started late and they ended well. I know of spiritual sports that God saved in his 40s. And God still took him round the world. So you are not late. You are not late. Let this be your word tonight as you leave. The Lord said I should say it again as a warning. Stop saying that you are late. I don't know who has that word. And I'm correcting you now. Stop whispering it to yourself. Look at all my friends. They've passed me. Look at all my friends. I shouldn't have been here by now. Stop saying I am late. Because God is aligning everything. He's realigning it. He's rearranging it. He's bringing it in order. In order. In order. In order. In order. Oh, yes. It will soon reach you. I heard that in the Holy Ghost. It will soon reach you. Anu mbanyere ngozi kineye ora nefu miringozi ne tutendo digo kwe kuzo kwase. Lord said it will soon reach you. It's close now. He said I've got to walk. Look at what the Lord said. Not to all of us, but some of you, the Lord said, I should say, I am not saying this to excite you. The Lord said, for some of you, I heard it clearly, the angels working to make that happen has been doubled. They've been doubled. More hands are getting on the work now. And I want you to take it personal. It will make, they will bring you back to the time. They will bring you back to the time. They will bring you back to the time. They will bring you back to the time.
Ngozi nenye ora nefu.
Ah, mirigozi le tu tendo a pico que.
You know, I sang this song many years ago in my life. When I saw my friends, I said, ah, God, I know him. Panyere nko. Nkinenye. Meeting God. Today. Make it reach my side. That was it. The Lord said to me, you are not late. And even when you wasted time, I will make things align. Do you hear what I'm talking about? I don't know whether that came as comfort to many of you, but I heard that strongly in my heart. Stop measuring yourself by any time. There is a divine alignment that's taking place. Start now. Stop saying you are late. Start now. Say, ah, can I still go to school now? Start now. Can I still pick up my life now? Start now. It's not late yet. It's not late yet. When the Lord is done, He will hurry it up. As you are going to school, relationship is happening. Marriage is happening. Finances. It won't just happen. It's like everything is happening at the same time. So from being the girl who couldn't enter school on time, to being the girl who got into school, who came out immediately, who got a job immediately, who got married immediately. And it's like God just came through for you. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Bigogwe. You know, my sister waited for admission for 5 years. 5 years. And by the time that was, all her friends has gone to school. And how many years we cried. She will write jam and come and jam will not come out to start crying. You know, but when the Lord wanted to bring everything together, it sped up. I get what I'm talking about. It can speed up. It can speed up. You are not late. And even if you are, divine alignment. By the mercy of God. Do you want to rejoice this evening? Pray. Tonight, do your neighbor a favor, pick a neighbor, just one partner, because I'm going to speak by the Spirit now. God will use you for your neighbor now. You say, what will happen? We're already in the atmosphere already. So God will begin to speak to some of you. Some things they miss to get by the Spirit, God will speak to you to communicate to them. Come. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So, just it's time. We have 5 minutes to that. Speak to your neighbor. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Whoever gets whatever first, you go first. Oh, yes. It's a spiritual moment we are having in this place. Bigo kwe kozo kwasi. Anu omo banye re ngozi. Ngozi nenye oran. Miringozi netu tendo bigo kweno kuzo kwasim onye bere onya mamihe kachine kembo ohoro wananya. Oh, Ruananya. Hey! Odi Ebube. 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 Jehovah Munidi. Hey! Ebube. Maya. Don't worry. Just flow. Talk to your neighbor. Dog, listen. Trust the things you hear from the Lord and just say them. Those things you perceive. I explained it to you already. Ebube, 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 Jehovah need you.
Jesus, do me, Jesus, do me, In this place, but I just have to close because of our time. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I don't know what happened to you tonight. But something left, something changed in this atmosphere. Something changed. It's just starting. As you get home, many of you will be brought into encounters, messages, directions that will not leave you the same. That will not leave you the same. My God. Matalabayakata. Itegebandoshaka. Ibasasiko kuma. Vien, parande shukeya. Mentalabaretaya. Idebe. Metremete. Ile dieke. Membrone kaya. Shobebebebega.
Speed up.
up. It's about to speed 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 up. He's speeding up. He's speeding up. The delays are now lifted. He's speeding up. The delays are now lifted. He's speeding up. Lord is aligning everything in obedience to him.
Information, inquiry, or prayer request, please visit our website at www.henryonyedikachi.com.